At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello. It's Wednesday. We've got a lot to do. And I know I could just jump into Stanley Cup and Yzerman and anger, but I have one thing I want to just do before we get into that. Yes, we're going to do that. Yes, we actually together, me, Rico, and Evan, all together witnessed the dumbest trade article ever written by ESPN. Something so egregious, ESPN should, well, for a multitude of reasons, ESPN should go out of business. We'll get to that. Maybe a little Tigers later. But I want to start just real quick with something. And no, it's not what are you seeing right now because it's raining. I want to start with something different because I have lived here my entire adult life. I left New York at 17 and I have stayed here. This is home. And I cannot figure something out. And there's no smarm. There's no hyperbole. I need your help. I do. Because I just today I had like a breaking point. I was very close to being Michael Douglas and falling down.
Oh boy.
Because I just, what is it about our state that we are under constant construction, but nothing ever gets effing fixed? And now, mind you, before, because everyone here is soft. No, I'm not making fun of the people that bust their ass to do the work. They have bosses. Mm-hmm. They're not the ones who pick the materials. They're doing their job, including today in the rain. I'm talking on a grander scale. Why are we the only state I have ever driven in the United States of effing America? We have worse roads than some third world countries I have visited. And it never gets fixed. Yet, construction barrel mania everywhere. My entire commute here today, everywhere. Barrel, 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 barrel. Nothing gets fixed. 6 months later, we'll be back out there doing it again. How many times do we patch roads? And then the same guy with the same shovel with the same scoop of dirt is doing it again in 6 months. Somebody who's a lifelong Detroiter, somebody tied in with politics, somebody who's got some juice, help me understand how this state essentially is like Ghana from a road standpoint. And I don't even know if Ghana has roads. What the hell is the problem? Because everything's under construction, nothing actually happens. Help me.
I'm with you.
You and your fake high school. Help me.
It was a real high school. Don't attack my high school because you're angry.
Rico, but it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Here's where I get angry. Okay. Do you know how many times I've had to dodge the lodge or 75 is going to get redone?
Oh, there's a sinkhole in the road. Get to the right for my crew.
And it's like, okay, if you're going to shut down like an entire freeway, I should never see construction again in my lifetime.
Yeah, the problem is, while the freeway is shut down, every mile road is currently torn to smithereens. I am asking for someone who has lived. I have lived here now since, in Detroit proper, in Metro Detroit, since the winter of 03. I just need some effing help in understanding the problem. What kind of scam are we running here?
Well, I was going to say it's two reasons, and you kind of hit on one. It feels like, seems like, looks like a scam because the road go out to get it fixed to the lowest bidder, which basically says I can do it the cheapest with the cheapest material and I can try to get it done, but it's not going to be great material. But you're going to save the state some money. So you don't really get it done right. You just kind of get it patched up. No pun intended. It's patchwork because you're not going for the best person to fix it, fix the road. The other thing is because we sit on a big pile, Detroit sits on a big pile of salt. That's what we use to clean up the roads. And that breaks down the roads. So it's a vicious circle is what it is. Because the salt's not good for the roads. We know that, but we still keep building the roads. Salt tears them up. And if you own that business, it's recession proof. Because you know, you don't have to leave this state. You're going to be rich.
Look.
You probably sat next to one of their kids in college. And their college is paid for by you.
Okay. I just would like to hear from the people. And yeah, oh, how come we're not talking about the wing? We'll get to the wings. Where are they going besides the basement? Yeah, real uplifting stuff by Luke today, who's dressed like a little leaguer. Guy comes in here, is like, oh, yeah, and the Red Wings have the 6th worst odds for the Stanley Cup. Thanks, Luke. Maybe just don't come in here the rest of the day. That might be your move. We'll get to it. Because, again, it's depressing. You watch the Panthers go back-to-back, 3rd straight Stanley Cup final. They don't even play the same sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, guys, it's not even just the highways out here. I'm talking about all these side streets, roads. I mean, barrels everywhere. What does the work accomplish? The roads blow. They never get fixed. They get worked on. They don't get fixed. I mean, the state of Michigan is like the equivalent of somebody who runs marathons but is still 400 pounds. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. So if someone could help me, I'd appreciate it. Because I got to be honest, I was very close to just Michael Douglas golf course and shooting a golf cart today. I was just like, what is this?
I gotcha.
And it was probably the heat, the humidity, the rain, and just single lane everywhere I went today. If there was an app that could have guided me to the worst traffic pattern, it would be exactly my day today. Single lane everywhere. Traffic everywhere. Commute 3 times as long. Construction everywhere. What got fixed? Nothing.
I'm with you.
Help me.
State bird is an orange cone.
Do we have a state bird?
We do.
We do?
Yeah.
I'm learning something.
It's actually a robin. Yeah.
A robin?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Useless. Okay. David.
So robins taking strays. Lutheran High School West took a stray.
The bald eagle is revered. Hell, people have stronger thoughts about vultures. A robin? Who cares?
It's a sign of spring.
Yeah, it's also a bitch-ass bird. You think we'd have something tougher in this state? What about a hawk? Okay. Come on, give me something.
Okay. I know you didn't ask. Dude, robins are some terrorists.
Really?
Yeah. Robins will jack bird nests and kick all the baby birds that are in that nest out.
I'd like to retract my slander. That's tremendous.
Robins ain't to be messed with in the bird world.
Go recruit a few to play defensive end for state. You do that for me?
Now you're loving the robins.
Yeah, let's go get some of those. They might be in our NIL budget. David, am I out of order here? I just have to ask. We'll get to all the sports, but I'm pissed. Not happy.
No, you're not out of order because there was a project, and it's still going on I-75, a 10-year project. That's what happened. Like, I think it started like 5-6 years ago. And I always knew by the time they finish it, the whole project from whatever all the way to Detroit, then they'll have to start all over again because the roads they started with will be bad again. That's what we do in this state. They always say the seasons are winter, spring, and construction.
Yeah, but I'm asking the guys, we need to get to the root cause.
I don't know
whether
how to
it's
fix
Rico
it.
Saying it's the bidding. This doesn't happen in other states.
No, it's the bidding and the salt. We use a ton of salt because it's free because the city's built on a salt mine.
Oh God. Okay. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I will take a few phone calls on this. And then I'm going to do my job. But I just know there's a lot of people out there who's had the day I've had with it. And you're tired.
I've said this.
Tired of it.
I'll be like Ohio and a lot of other states. I will do toll roads if it means that we actually have legitimate roads.
Oh, that was a bit I used to have with Terry, and I got yelled at by everybody. Oh, you can't. We don't own the roads. I mean, I don't care.
Driving, like, the roads in Florida? You say what you want about Apopka, but the roads in Florida, I feel like you're just driving on pillows. Like, wait a minute. Because you just expect the bump when you're driving. And it's just like, wait, this is, are we moving? Yeah. It's just like perfect asphalt. Here? Yeah.
No, here it's garbage.
I mean, here it's like, it's almost a rite of passage for every fall to winter is you got to go and get a front end alignment. Because it's, your car's out of whack.
But everything gets worked on. I'd almost be happier if nothing got worked on. Because then I'd have the explanation for why it's so god-awful. But when it gets worked on and then doesn't get fixed and they're right back to working on it, it doesn't compute. I'm not in politics. I don't understand it. And I look, we're going to get to it. Yeah, I know the Panthers won. We'll get to it. Yeah, there was a stupid trade on ESPN. We'll get to it.
And the Tigers beat the Pirates.
Again, that's like kicking a homeless man. Are you proud of yourself? You should. They should sweep this team with their eyes closed. The Pirates are horrific. Rico, I'll get to the people next. I'm with you. I mean, I genuinely do like it here. I do. But this is something I can't figure out. Like, what do we pay taxes for? What's the point?
The only thing I like about it is now at least when I see people out there working. And like I said, this isn't for the people who are out doing their job and they're out there in the heat and getting things done. This is not about that. I understand where your frustration is coming from. But nothing worse to me is just all the orange cones and there's nobody there. If you're working, great. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for your service. Let's get this thing done. But I feel you. Like, I shouldn't have to see this torn up again.
Because it's like, what are you using? Play-Doh? What's in the budget? I mean, like, where does all the money go?
Paper mache.
And, like, I know what the reading says is that, like, Michigan doesn't spend enough money on its roads, right? Indiana spends 2-1, and Illinois might spend 3-1. Okay, but how long are we going to continue to do this? And now everything's under construction at the same time, getting nothing accomplished.
No. That's what got me. Oh, just please. When they added the extra lane to 96, and it was like, wait, did we really need to shut down everything and do all of this at once? Because it was not only that, it was the 75 and a lot. Like, everything was torn up at once.
What's worse, the ineffectiveness of our construction projects or the Iser plan 248? Because it's basically the same.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We'll get to the business of the day in, I don't know, 20 minutes. Look, this is an airing of the grievances, and I'm selfish, and this is what we're doing. But I want to talk to you guys about it, because if you're on the roads, I don't care if you're picking up your kids. I don't care if you're on your way to a youth sports tournament. I don't care if you're on your way to a job you likely hate. The amount of construction with nothing getting done is utterly remarkable. And when I say nothing, oh, no, people are working. And they're working their asses off. My dad used to have that job. My dad laid concrete.
I was supposed to say Big G?
Yeah, my dad did.
What didn't he do?
Well, a lot. But my point is, like, they'll be back there fixing the same road 6 months from now. Nothing happens. Why is it this way? My entire commute today was single lane. My entire commute today was a war zone. And it'll just be eternally worked on. How are we the only state like this? I've been very lucky in my life. I've traveled a lot of places. There's nowhere like this place. And I like living here. That's the worst part. Mm-hmm. I do. I genuinely do.
Yeah, I just don't think that they put the right materials down for the roads to handle all of the wear and tear with the trucks who come through and along with the
weather.
Worst budget.
Michigan Roads, MSUNIL, 248. All right, David, early ticket
text. They got the $20 million bucks, though.
Ooh! They need help to get that. 80,000 pounds freight load limit plus the weight of the truck combined with our winter's highest weight limit in the country combined with the lowest bidders.
Right, but what does that have to do with neighborhood roads, streets? This isn't about the highways.
No, they're traveling on the streets right now because of the construction everywhere else. Those same trucks.
So why do we allow that again?
I don't know. Great question.
I'm asking for answers.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because MDOT is more corrupt than Kilpatrick, someone says.
Uh-oh.
They're pocketing the money.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Mike, the same thing here in Oklahoma. Working on all the roads, and 6 months after they are done, it's like Beirut Airport runway. Worthless. Randy in Tulsa.
Oh, Randy. Shout out the Golden Hurricane. Hell of a football program at Skelly Field.
Our government is scamming us. We had a $9 billion surplus in money, and we spent it on... well, other projects. It was a waste of money.
Okay. Wow. Let me go to the people. And we'll get to the business of the day, which is going to be figuring out whether Steve Yzerman can get back in your good graces after the Panthers win another cup, amongst other things. But you know what? This is an airing of the grievances, because I think everybody's dealing with this right now, and it is super frustrating. Super.
It is.
Larry's batting leadoff tonight. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how are you guys?
I've been better, Larry.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. Somebody stole my thunder. Actually, the weight of the trucks is brutal on the highways. That was done by big, fat John Engler, who sold his soul to the construction people and the trucking companies to make the weight. Weight just brutalizes highways. Imagine, your car being a bomb every time you drive down a highway. And that's the pounding on the cement is, you can't believe how much pressure that puts on the cement.
All right, so why do we do it then? So explain it to me.
Why do we do it?
Yeah, explain it to me like I'm a second grader.
All right. I'm driving a truck, right? We have double tandem trucks that we allow on the highway. That increases the weight of what the road is sustaining each time that truck drives over it. the reason why the trucking companies love it is because it's one, you know, diesel that's carrying it down the road versus several trucks. So they save a ton of money on costs that way.
Why do we allow it?
I'm sorry. Why do we allow it?
Yes.
Because you are allowed to buy essentially the boats in the state legislature. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's the greasy, you know, grease the skids. You know, they have lobbyists, big time lobbyists.
Okay, but
John Engler was all for, you know.
Lair, I appreciate it, and maybe I'm just dumb. You're not explaining it to me. If no other state allows it, why do we? What's the benefit? Yes, I understand the concept of lobbyists. Yes, I understand, you know, scumbag politicians. But what's the benefit? Who's winning? Why do we do it? Where do these trucks come from magically that are heavier than everywhere else? What, do they stop at the state border, load up, and keep rolling? Like, that's my point. And again, it's not just about highways. I'm talking about every single road, everywhere, under construction, all the time. Nothing gets fixed. Yes, fix the damn roads. Yeah, I know. That really worked out, Gretch. I don't understand. Someone explain it to me better than Larry, because I'm stupid.
Yeah, I'm assuming that somebody's pocket got lined, because if you're allowing heavier trucks to go through the state, it means that it's the only way they can get around. They can't go through certain states. So I'm assuming that they probably pay more in some type of a tax or tariff or something like that. I don't know. It's just what seems like it makes sense.
Let's go to David in Farmington, 97.1. What's up, David?
Hey, Mike. So you're not going to want to hear this. There's multifaceted. It's going to be a long explanation.
Okay.
You're probably going to hang up before I get to
No. You're fine.
But Larry was right. Everything he said was true. But it's multifaceted. So it also, because the interstate system's federal, right? So there's federal things. The biggest thing is that the road system in Michigan and the funding it is a third rail for politics. So who wants to change the system? It's like changing Social Security. You going to be popular with that one? So nobody wants to change the system because they're going to bear the brunt of decades of major work to get it up to par, right? So there's a fear within Lansing. There's a fear at the United States level, knowing that it's just it's a terrible mix-up. And to Rico's point about the trucks, an overweight truck, spot on. But this is the dirty little secret. They're not coming in from another state. They're loaded up. Because Michigan's traffic on roads, 90-95% of it starts and stops within the state. You don't have through traffic. No truckers coming out of Chicago, driving to, say, Cleveland, New York, wherever, and driving through Michigan. Nobody, right? So it's all Michigan-based industry that does it. And because of that, and like you said, you know, getting it the corporate interests, wanting their breaks, their special interests, they get this, they get that, and it all chips into that. One of the other biggest reasons is we will not spend the money. Like, you can make a road that can handle this climate, and this climate is brutal on asphalt and concrete. The thawing and freezing, right? March and October is hell on roads. So we could build roads that would last 75 years, but would cost four times the amount that we're spending now that'll buy us 15 years. Think about it, since you lived here, Mike, whenever somebody's mentioned road funding and redoing how we do roads here in Michigan, they have this idea, they have that idea, a tax on gasoline, a tax on this, a tax on that. Nobody likes that.
I'm fine with it.
It's like the third rail.
Yeah, but I got bad news for you.
You're the exception.
Yeah, but David, I'm the exception. But here's the majority. Everyone who lives in this state, you're blowing a tire, you're bending a rim, you're cracking a windshield.
Absolutely.
Like, you're spending the money one way or the other. They got their hand in your left pocket, or the service is going to be in the right hand. And David, here's the other problem. It's constant construction, and nothing works.
Yeah. Because we have been so lackadaisical with our infrastructure in this state, just like our nation, but even worse in this state, because the horrific economy we had in the 70s, the 80s. We had a bad spell stretch in the 90s. We had a bad stretch just a handful of years ago. So the you know what I'm, you understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yes.
So we have a double whammy. Like, you think anything south of the Ohio, they don't have this problem because they don't go through a freeze frost situation. So they can spend a little bit of money, do a decent job on a road, and it'll last for 50 years for half the cost.
Well, that's, David, that's the thing. I come from a place like New York's climate is hell. It's lousy.
Yep.
Yet our roads are pristine.
They spend more money.
Yeah, exactly. We have toll booths. That's the problem.
Right. And not only that, you enforce weight limits. I bet a trucker can call up and
100%.
Back me up on that one.
David, it's the most ass-backwards thing. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate your patience explaining it to me. Like, I'm a dunce cap. I know that. But I just, and I, again, I'm even on little roads where I don't think I've ever seen a semi. Those are always under construction. Nothing gets fixed. How long is the construction at the airport going to go? How long are we going to have those barrels out there? You can put those things in the Guggenheim. They're going to be in a historical art museum. Seriously, how long? It's a loop, guys.
Did you just say the Guggenheim?
Yeah, the Louvre. MoMA. I mean, honestly, Rico, how long is it going to...
You just capped my per capita.
I got you. Harkin. Seriously, look at the airport as a case study.
Right.
We have one of the best airports in America. One problem. Your car might blow up trying to get to your gate. How long is that construction going to go? It's a loop.
We got more next.
Fine.
Mike will
What's
continue
less
the
effective?
Rant.
Our roads or the Iser plan? Go ahead. Comp that out.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I just want to apologize to you, the audience. That's all. I pride myself. We do a very sports-centric show, but damn it, I'm pissed. This is ridiculous. Commute today was a clown car. The construction in this state's a joke. The roads even under construction never actually get constructed. They never get fixed. And you're going to put hardworking people back out there busting their ass in 6 months. Nothing changes. And I'm sorry, you're driving your car right now. You got rocks pinging off your windshield. You're hitting holes the size of a baby.
Yeah, to go through just an entire year without a front-end alignment or replacing a windshield, this is not going to happen. And now with the newer cars and the fancier windshields with the cameras and all that in it, those things are pricey.
And in the words of Kenny, here's another question. Why aren't we using blacktop?
Wondering where you were going with that.
No.
I'm like, what? I think it's cost. The concrete is more cost effective.
Yeah, really effective. Bosnia has better roads. And by the way, if you're going to have everything under construction all the time, fix something. Somebody tell me when the airport project's going to be done. It's one of the best airports in America. Good luck getting to it. I'm going to go to the people.
I have no answer.
I want to apologize because I know this is way off course for where this show normally is, okay. But I'm angry, damn it.
It's the summer.
And I think it's connecting with people.
Come on.
Look at these.
We talked
lines.
About Apopka, Florida.
For 4 minutes.
We're good.
I could do 4 hours. I'm so mad. These idiot politicians, this nonsense.
Mike's taking us up to Tiger Baseball.
No, I'm not, because we have lots of good stuff to do today. But Rico, I've been pissed since I've been here.
I know.
Not only from some of the inefficiencies of this place, but also the wrong. Hey, more inefficient. 248.
Hey, what do you want to do? Don't care. Okay. One of those days.
You know what? I'm going to Rich. I'd rather talk to Rich than you. Rich, how are you, wow. Buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Richard. Rico. What's on your mind, pal?
Hey, listen, I feel your pain. I just want to thank you. thank you for addressing this today, because nobody else does. And I'm a Uber driver, formerly a truck driver. I spent time in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Great roads.
And you know what, Mike? They actually wait till the traffic is done late at night. That's when they work on the roads.
Yeah, night construction's been a classic for New York State for a long time. Little 3 a.m. construction.
But then again, Rich, they have to do the roads at night in Arizona, or else they would just melt to the roads because it's so hot.
But it makes sense, but you can't really expect common sense from our leadership, right? So, I mean, Wisconsin, for example, got the same type of weather, right? They don't have the problems we have, you know. It's movers and shakers. It's people in the back rooms with the road commission and the Department of Transportation. They do what they want to do, but behind closed doors, none of us are involved. But I actually have, you know, a solution. And, you know, instead of just complaining, maybe we all should just, you know, get together and file a petition, you know, and address this so, you know, somebody can actually do something about it.
I'm just convinced nothing's ever going to change. I mean, I've lived out here since, in the state, I've lived out here since the summer of 98. In Metro Detroit, I've lived here since the winter of 03. Rich, nothing changes. A petition or otherwise, there's a flaw here.
No, I think the one caller put it best, where it's one of those political third rails where to be the person that makes that change, you're killing your career in politics.
So basically they're NBA general managers.
Yeah, there's certain things that if you try to go for in politics to actually change, you'll never get done because there's too many people who will be your resistance, where it is the roads or it may be education. There's certain things. It's like, it doesn't make sense. Why don't we have this? But for some reason, it doesn't change.
I never understand where the money goes. Whether it's federally or statewide, I don't know where our tax dollars go.
I think that the people where the money, where it goes, are quietly whistling, hoping you don't look their way because they're just making money.
But they're spending money. These crews cost money.
Right.
I mean, Rico, whatever mile road you use today was single lane.
Yes.
Barrels everywhere. Forget about the highways. I understand highway projects have to happen. You go, oh my God. But in 6 months, it's going to be the same thing.
No, that was factual. Yes. The mile road that I use today.
Single line.
Yep.
More inefficient. Our construction and road projects or the Iserplan?
Yeah.
The fact you have to think about that is truly depressing.
For which one?
Both.
Let's go to Rob 97.1. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good,
hey.
Robbie.
All right. I'm going to let you know why you see all those barrels in the city. You know, you see all the barrels of combs. Companies that put those out, even if they're not working, they still get paid. So they don't look at it as like, oh, it's an emergency to fix it. So once the combs are out, whoever's company is out there, they're getting paid from the government. So they don't really care if it's today, tomorrow. They don't care.
And that I know. But, Rob, even when the work gets done, the work doesn't last. The road's a disaster 6 months later.
Because they half-ass it. That's why. They just don't do it right. If you don't do it right, you got to come back and do it again. Job security. But everybody's complaining about trucks. Well, what people don't understand about the truck, if every truck in America was to stop right now, everything would shut down and nobody would have anything to do.
Oh, Rob, listen. Rob, listen. Without the truckers, this country doesn't run. No one, at least
right,
not me.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm not complaining about you. I think it's the weight limit discussion that people are talking about. And ain't nobody complaining about it. Truckers, man, that's a hard-ass job. I don't know how your spine tolerates it, Rob.
You've been doing it for 20 years, so I'm still rolling.
You know, it's even worse, Rob. We don't even have Buc-ee's up here. We don't even have the good gas station.
I thought we had one of them now.
We don't have Buc-ee's.
They're making one. Yeah, they're building one.
Where's the Buc-ee's going?
They're fighting over the city.
Farmington Hills.
Yeah. The city's fighting over it because the residents don't want it near them.
Well, too bad. Buc-ee's is amazing,
Rob. They had to knock a church down to build it.
Now y'all about to say, that's music to Mike's ears.
Listen,
knock down as many churches as
possible.
You
can relocate a house of worship. There's no crime there. We've talked about this. My sister sent me pictures of what these Buc-ee's are because she lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. How do we not have those?
I know. People who've gone to them just swear up and down. They're like, it is the greatest thing ever. They talk about.
Yes. We don't have Publix.
The food.
We don't have pub subs. We have nothing.
The restrooms, the food, everything. They are just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Listen, here's what we got to do. I got to be serious with you. I've been very selfish the first couple segments of the show. And I appreciate everybody calling in on this. And I'm sorry I allowed the angst of my commute to bleed over onto the air. But I am now going to do my job.
Okay, first of all, what are you apologizing for?
Well, because this is a ridiculous discussion.
No. Because if anything, then I need to apologize to the people because I saw this and gave it the green light. Matter of fact, I stoked the fire, threw a log on there.
You did.
Because I wanted to make sure that you were warm. It's like a boxer. You got to come into the ring lathered up. I had to make sure.
I'm lathered.
You gave the people what they... But here's the thing, Mike. You're not the only one.
No.
Look at the phone lines. You struck a chord where there's a lot of people who feel like you do.
When do you want to get to the Iser plan? What do you want to do? You drive the bus. Leave me alone. I'm going to read a book back here. What do you want to do? A little football today? You want to roll with this?
A little football today. We'll roll with this and we'll take this into the Iser plan.
Iserman will still stink at 3:15. What's the difference?
I don't think he's going to make a deal.
A lot of deals. All right, let's touch the table on some football, shall we? We'll try to center this thing. David, music.
All right, gentlemen, let's have a little fun. We're going to call this the bust alert. NFL players who are running out of time to prove themselves entering into the 2025 season. I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if they deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, it seems fair.
Okay. I think this one we've talked about a lot, so let's just get this one out the way. Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. This is it. It's bleep or get off the potty. He's been given all the tools, all the spending. Now they've got another staff in there. It's an offensive-minded coach in Leon Cohen. He elevated Baker Mayfield's career. This is it. Enough is enough. I need the guy who led the team to the playoffs, led a 21-point comeback, and won a playoff game. I'm out of time. So, yes, he's on alert.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely on alert. Everything Mike said is right. It's time. Okay. Can't wait anymore.
Quarterback, Bryce Young.
I'm going to say no.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought he showed a lot last year.
That's the thing. And they've invested with bringing weapons around him. And the fact that they benched him in his rookie year and allowed him. I think he has more time to me. Give him a full another year before I say, yeah, he's a warning for the bust.
Let's stick with the quarterbacks. Let's go with Dak Prescott.
He's polarizing. I don't know that he was ever as good as people said. I don't know that he's as bad as people say. I don't feel like anybody gets it right. I know the contract is a big thing. I'm going to lean no. I think Dak's a good quarterback. I don't think he's great. I don't think he's average. I'm going to say no to it. He's a tough player, though.
He is a tough player, and he's polarizing because he's the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. They're always going to get the attention. People are upset that he gets the attention. Oh, he's not that great. He actually is pretty decent. He hasn't really done much for them, winning playoff games and all of that, but I think he gets too much,
slack. David, ready? Yeah. Would you take him as a Steelers quarterback?
I would, actually.
Yeah, I'd take him as a Giants quarterback.
Yes.
Like, okay, you know what? That's a good standard. I like that. So it's just one of these things. Like, if I had Dak, would I have been drafting a QB this year? No.
Well, using that standard, then I think you both will say yes. Then again, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you.
All right, let me hear it.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes. Tired of his crap, too.
So would you take him as a Giant?
No.
Okay.
Not with that contract, I wouldn't.
Oh.
And I defended him for a long time. But you get to a point, if you only can function when all of your toys are perfectly healthy and you don't win. Look, Jared Goff wins. This guy doesn't win. Tua is eternally a 9-8, 8-9 quarterback. And the one time he made the playoffs, help me, it's cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a good look. Okay.
David?
Oh, you're exactly right. And it's along with the injury history. You're paying him that injury history. And it's not just the concussions. He had a back issue, too. I can't deal with it.
I can deal with the back issue. It was the concussion. Like, he's one more hit away from being Steve Young. So you're saying, no, you wouldn't take him as a Steeler?
No, I would not.
Okay. Running back, Travis Etienne.
Yes. Bigsby's better than he is. Plain and simple. He's not even the best back on his own team. He's been replaced. Bust.
That's fair. That's really fair. I have to go with everything he said. He's right.
Plus, Tank Bigsby.
You're replaced.
Way cooler name. Your name is Tank.
I almost gave this one away earlier in pre-show meeting. Mm. Offensive tackle, Evan Neal. New York Giants.
How is this a question? He was on this list 2 years ago. This dude sucks. His only hope is to go to guard and pray. Because as a tackle, I've never seen an offensive tackle in my life on the ground more. He flops around like uncoordinated drunk Kenny, just flopping all over the. No tackle in football ends up on the ground reaching out, going, help, pick me up. He is trash. And he's also bleep-talked the fan base. So now I think he's a trash human. He's at one shot. Go to guard and pray.
According to this, he won't. Why he will bust, he's not even guaranteed a starting gig while competing with veteran Greg Van Roten at guard.
It's Roten, and he blows too.
Okay. Why he won't bust, he was a promising starting right tackle before, and you just don't lose that degree of NFL traits up front.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
Go pull the clips. It's one thing if you miss the man you're blocking. It's another if you end up on the ground like Wojo after 17 gin and tonics. He sucks.
Backers defensive end Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, bust. They're desperate for a pass rush. They've been leaning on him for a couple of years. He can't play. And I don't know what the problem is. He was a really productive college player. I don't think he's going to have a 12-sack season out of nowhere.
It kind of sounds like – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, he can't do it. I haven't seen it from him yet.
So yeah, no, I think –
the bust.
I want to say that if the Packers kind of use him the way that the Lions do Aiden, it will further his career because they're trying to pigeonhole him into the – you're going to come from this one. So how about you move him around and let the offensive line dictate, you know, whether he's going to be good or not. All right. David, this will be easy for you. I gave Mike an easy one. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. No, he'll ball out to standards of a 40-plus-year-old quarterback. He will. He'll have a good year.
I can't believe I got to do this.
Yeah, he'll have a good year.
I agree with David.
Would you take him on the Giants?
No, he's a bleep hole. But I just think he's old. I can't make, like, Father Time's undefeated. It's not a, He's not a bust. He's just old.
That's the thing. Like,
he's like old Larry Bird.
That
were you mad at Larry Bird? No, he's a bust. No, you're like, Larry's paralyzed. His back is broken. Aaron Rodgers, dude, he's just old, Rico.
I mean, I guess bust because of all the hype that comes along with him.
I'm more annoyed with this whole fake wedding.
Really?
Yeah, he's
That's
just
what old. Got you.
It is. Why does he have to be such a jerk? Guy's wearing a wedding ring and there's no record of him getting married. Because why you got to do that
stuff? He woke up today, the sun was out, and the day ended in Y. That's
I know.
Why. All right, a couple more. Deebo Samuel.
I'm going to say no, based on I don't view him as one of the 5 to 7 best receivers in the league. Now, if you're viewing him through that lens, then yes. I just think Debo's a rock-solid number two receiver and a bit of a, now, I'm not being insulting when I say it, like a trinket. Somebody you use in the run game, somebody who's in a constant state of jet motion, screen game, physical, but he's not that lead dog. I think he's going to be perfectly fine for Washington. I'm going to say no.
I actually think he is going to be a bust for Washington because I think because he's so physical, I think he's going to have injury issues for them.
Well, Washington's
I really
not,
do.
Yeah, they're not too happy because his OTA weight was not where they wanted it to be. He had a few buttermilk biscuits, let's just put it like that.
Oh,
yeah.
They're happy.
Let's go with Jalen Ramsey.
Yes. I kind of think he's done. Look, his best skill last year wasn't coverage. It was blitzing. And he's a guy that's constantly asking for the Brinks truck to get backed up. He got exposed a lot last year. I'm going to say yes. I kind of just think it's over. And Rico, he's been in the league, what is it, 8, 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't young no more.
Yeah, he really should move to safety, but I think his arrogance won't allow him to. His pride won't allow him to. He's done. He's done.
All right, I got two more real quick. I'm just going to put it out there for you guys. J.J. McCarthy.
No, it's not fair. Didn't play last year, had surgery. I don't think it's fair to label him a bust if he struggles in year one. I mean, who do we talk like as a rookie if they come out and they're bad? Yeah, Bryce Young then was on alert last year, but I'm not going to do that to J.J. McCarthy. Like, I know, OTAs, he wasn't very good. This is what we're doing now? OTAs? I'm going to say no.
I'm leaning in the yes.
Well, bust alert, Mike. Not saying he is, but should he be on the bust alert?
I say yes.
Why? Because he doesn't know the other team's plays?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's because he doesn't know his own team's plays. Like, you had a year, I get it, you were hurt, but you had a year to study in film room defenses.
Yeah, but David, that doesn't emulate
I know,
playing.
I know, you got to get out there and play. I understand
playing
that.
Playing quarterback in the National Football League is one of the most difficult things in the world of sports. I mean, you can watch as much film as you want. There's playing and watching. Yeah. I just want to give the kids some time.
Last one is Kyle Pitts.
He's a dog. He's not a bust. He's a dog. He should be up at Marl. Put Kyle Pitts at the Michigan Animal Rescue League and somebody adopt him. He's a mutt. He is. Rico, he is built like Zeus.
Yeah.
And he does nothing. Nothing. 1,000 yards as a rookie, cashed his checks.
Would it be new coordinators? Constantly new quarterbacks?
Hey, hopefully for him and his family and a paycheck, it all works out. I wouldn't take him on my team. Absolute mutt. He's a rescue. Go get him. Somebody put Kyle Pitts' picture up there. Go adopt him.
All he needs is some Ben Johnson love.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Could Ben Johnson fix him?
No.
Wow.
I don't know that Kyle Pitts has the heart for the game. That's the problem. Okay. Players who try and are of limited ability, I'll tolerate all day. No one wakes up wanting to be bad. But when you have all the ability in the world and you don't produce... Dude, you're wasting the gifts that people would kill to have. Makes me hate you. I don't like Kyle Pitts.
Glad I finished with Kyle Pitts.
What did I say that was
no,
wrong?
No.
David, all right, it was probably anything? A little much where I said he should be at a dog rescue, but listen.
Okay.
I don't need to say anything, Rico.
You
said
know,
it.
You know I'm right. Okay. Whoa, you want him on your team?
Well, we have enough tight ends. We're trying to trade for another one.
Honestly, I think that he has not found that system that works. That's why I said, I think a guy like a mind like a Ben Johnson would figure out how to use him.
Yeah, over a kibble bowl.
Okay. That's your bust alert, 97.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.